Boker Tov, this is our Living B'Simcha daily Chumash idea. I think today's idea is really powerful. So today's Aliyah in Parshat Vayakhel. We read Pasuk Bet, Perek Lav Mitvav, Vayikra Moshe al Bezalel, and Moshe called to Bezalel, Vel Oliyav, and to Oliyav, Vel Kol Ish Chacham Lev Asher Natan Hashem Chachma B'libo, and to every wise-hearted man, Kol Asher Nisa'a Libo L'Karva El Macha, anyone whose heart raised him to come and bring, do the melacha lasotata. So Moshe calls out anyone whose heart inspires them to go serve the God and use craftsmanship to build this beautiful Mishkan. And clearly the Jewish people are excited. They take all of the gift, lasotata, v'miviolav, more and more and more gifts. In fact, eventually there's too much. They say, there's too much. Marbim, they're bringing too much. What are we going to do? And eventually Moshe says, okay, enough. We don't need all this extra stuff. The point is that after the Chet of the Egel, the Jewish people are really excited to contribute and give towards building this beautiful Mishkan. And I wonder if it's not a coincidence that it's Marbim, they're giving and giving and giving. They just want to give a lot, language of Harbeh. And of course, we're in Adar, Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Adar is a time when we do make more joy. And giving is in fact one of the greatest ways to ensure that we are joyous people. Not necessarily to receive, though that's good too sometimes, but to give itself is one of the greatest sources of joy. There's a study that Sonia Lyubomirsky conducted. And what she did is she basically had people do 5 acts of kindness. Any acts of kindness that they wouldn't normally do. Could be listening to a friend. It could be baking cookies, and it could be opening a door. It didn't have to be too big. It could be big. As long as it was 5 acts of kindness. And what she found was that these acts of kindness contributed significantly to the well-being of those who gave. So giving makes us happy. There's another amazing project done by 3 Israeli teenagers. In a project led by LEAD to encourage Israeli leadership, where these innovative teenagers decided they would go to a special needs community and not help them because they get so much help, but help them give. And they found different ways to let these special needs kids contribute. And ultimately, it had an amazing impact, helping with self-worth, esteem, well-being, and ultimately it helped these special needs kids help themselves in a greater way because we love to give. I just end off with Marshall Rosenberg, the founder of Nonviolent Communication, says that this is a significant idea in order to help our relationships flourish. What's the difference between coming over to your son, to your friend, to your wife, whatever it is, and saying, hey, you didn't do your responsibilities. Hey, you didn't do the dishes. Hey, you're late. How does that feel? As opposed to, hey, would you do me the sweetest favor and do the dishes? Would you take out the garbage? It would mean so much to me. It could be the exact same request, but if you ask them from a place of, please do me a kindness, people want to give. But if you guilt them into it from a place of responsibilities, then people want to run away. So there's an amazing tool to have in life. There's nothing wrong with asking. You can ask away. People love to give as long as it's done from a genuine place of asking and not hidden demanding. So today's Living B'Simcha idea of the day is simply to look for opportunities as we go through our day to give as much as we can. Maybe even write down now 1 or 2 ideas of how we can give more. And in addition, for bonus points, look for opportunities to help others give. Because that's really the ultimate act of giving. I hope this will inspire you to give. And this is a project inspired by living b'simcha, the daily Beis Medrash b'simcha. Have a wonderful day.